And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. A couple of great guys here, Ali and Yosef Husseini. Ali is from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge. Yosef is the angler's realtor, we call him, and he truly is the angler's realtor. Got the deal. What percentage of your business is from guys that fish?
Over 80%.
80%?
Really?
Yes. Is that right? Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
There's a lot of people that fish, and there's a lot of guys that want to buy real estate.
Totally. It makes me enjoy my job.
Yeah. And,
there's like a trust that we build.
Yeah.
You know, being fishermen and being hunters. And we all respect each other, you know. Fishing is like a... like Rick was saying earlier, it's kind of a mob mentality. Everybody takes care of everybody. You know, somebody gets out of line, everybody gets them back in. It's a different thing, man. People trust you, and I do my best for every angler that I deal with and work my butt off and always have the person in mind that I'm dealing with.
Sure.
You know, over my needs.
Yeah. No, that's why you're successful at
it. I'm sure such a huge part has got to be that, like, referral business. Like, hey, man, we dealt with Yosef. He was the best, man. You know, you should hit this guy up, that kind of thing. I mean, I'm sure, like, the success that you have for your clients, whether it's buying them or selling them for them, like, them passing them along to their bud has got to be such a huge part of it.
It totally is. Word of mouth is where all my business comes from.
That's
for the most part. Prior to this show, it was through other friends and fishing, you know, that's how I got started.
That's right.
It's just, I've been very blessed up until now, and my brother, a lot of people know, and they'll call him.
That doesn't hold it against you,
number. Sometimes. For the most part, it helps.
Yeah,
but
for
just
sure.
The fishing and hunting community is awesome. Everybody is just willing to help each other, and I love that.
Yeah.
You know, I love working together. I love helping people and
just
dealing with like-minded people and having something to talk about other than real estate.
Now, you're like a Bloody Dex billboard here with the hat and the shirt. Now, you were involved with your brother for a long time, early days of Bloody Dex, right?
I just helped out a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always helped at the shows and
at
did
the
all
shows.
That. Plus,
he
likes free shirts and hats.
Yeah, yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy. We have that in common.
Yeah.
I think 80% of my wardrobe is from Ollie.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a great show here for today, and we're giving away a phenomenal prize to one lucky caller or texter.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, such a cool opportunity. One lucky participant in the show, whether you're calling or texting, is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego on a full-day trip at a C4 Sport Fishing. And just such a highly sought-after trip on just one of the best boats running in San Diego. And, yeah, we're giving away one of those full-day trips at the end of the show, either by calling us at 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or sending a text. Again, texting the show option. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you want to make sure to include your contact info for when you do, because if your text gets pulled up and you're the big winner, you definitely want to get on that trip.
Yeah, for sure. And I said it before, we get hundreds of texts. And you have a much better shot if you want to win that trip by calling.
I would think so. Yeah.
The percentage is definitely just way better. Yeah, so you have a better shot at that. But needless to say, texters and callers all have a shot to win.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I have a great text here, and they want to know, it's Huey from Torrance, wants to know, can he use tuna chunks in my hoop net? And so what's the good bait?
That's actually a really good question, because I don't think you're allowed to use game fish for bait in California.
I think he's right.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to use any game fish.
So if you have caught a tuna, what if you purchase that tuna?
If that, well, that would be a different deal for sure. I mean, honestly, whatever, put it out of your mind. The best bait is chopped up sardines.
I want it.
Period. Go to the Everingham Brothers, load up on sardines, chop it up.
Get a bucket for $40 or $35, whatever it is, and turn that into 14 delicious lobsters for you and your boy. You
just, First off, you're right. Yeah. There is no bait better than sardine, period.
Absolutely not. And we tested that last night.
Yeah.
Did you?
And our hoops against my buddy's hoops, and this. The sardines crushed were like 5-1.
Yeah. Wow.
Fresh bait is so key.
You've got to get them in there, and you got to get them pushed through the holes of whatever you put in.
Get them packed in those tubes.
As tight as you can so they're reaching in there and grabbing it, and it keeps them on there. Lots of times they'll be like latched to that little tube full of bait because they want it so bad.
I want to get Steve Crook. Well, I'll try to send him a text because I remember that this had come up before because I always remember hearing the same thing. You can't use a game fish. You can't use a game fish. I don't think that that is true. But I don't, again, just like any DFG, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I mean,
but
you can use mackerel.
I remember
you can use sardines.
I remember him saying a big thing was you still had to, you know, you couldn't use anything undersize, you know, and in the case of Bonita, there is a size limit once you get past a certain number of them. Like, there was things that came up, but, like, that's a Steve Crook question for sure. But I believe that you can use it. But, again, there's always... The answer, though, still is go to Everingham Brothers because that is the best bait, period.
But if you have a bunch of stuff that's old and you want to get rid of it, you know, I wouldn't have any problem using it.
Yeah, and you can bag your sardines from a fishing trip. I'm too lazy, but I got a lot of buddies that do it. Just when, at the end of the day, turn your bait pump off, you know, let that bait die off and load it into bags. And, you know, all you really need is about 3-gallon Ziploc bags full of bait, which isn't much when we're going tuna fishing, right? And save it in the freezer and then mash it up next time and you're good to go.
I have nowhere near the patience or ability at the end of a fishing trip. Like, when the day is done, all I want to do is be at home 100%. With a cold one and be done.
The shower. That's all I'm trying to do is get in that shower.
But I always thought, like, Jim Salazar, obviously he's the, you know, the hoop net guru, but I always thought he was, like, such a good call. Like, he would smash up and or fill his bait cages at the end of his fishing day. Like, he'd bring a 5-gallon bucket. When he was not doing anything having to do with lobster, he was going fishing, but then he would fill his cages. Then he would take those home and put them in the freezer. So when he went hooping the next day, those cages were already full of then frozen bait that then defrosted and went away. Like, I always thought that was such a good call. I don't have the ability to do that. Like, thinking about it at the end of the day, my mind's always on getting on the road and getting clear and getting everything else dealt with. But, I mean, what a good call if you're into hooping and you're going Dorado fishing this weekend. Just bring your cages with you, smash your bait up on the way home, stuff it in there, and then throw those things in the freezer, let them freeze up. You're already done when it comes to getting ready for your hooping trip next up.
That's genius, too, because you're not cleaning the boat twice.
Exactly.
You know, that stuff makes a mess.
Totally does. Yeah, when you start chopping.
Yep. Even just throwing the nets back in and, you know, we refresh our bait. If it's a long night, we'll take it all out, mix it up again with what we got in the bucket and put it back in. It is a messy business for sure. Home Depot, like, what do you, elbow length rubber gloves are like the best call ever to keep you out of most of that stuff.
And what do you use for a chopper?
Use a spade and you like sharpen it.
It's actually called a concrete scraper. It's like a hoe, but instead of being bent at a 90, it's flat. And then you take a die grinder and sharpen it. And then take I use Yeti buckets, but your bucket.
Yeah, well, you can use Yeti.
Measure it out. Yeah. Well, because they don't get chopped up.
That's true. By the cutter. Like a Home Depot bucket chops up.
You wait for a weekend.
There you go. And that's the deal with that Yeti stuff. It's not cheap, but you buy it once.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'd have known.
So you can chop with that Yeti bucket and you're not going
to put a piece
of
starboard in the bottom that's cut to fit. And I put a couple screws in the bottom and I caulk the edge. So you don't get a bunch of muck and stuff in there. I just have my one dedicated chopping bucket.
Oh, that's a good
idea. And it
works
so good. And you don't have to worry about that sharp chopper blowing through the side of the bucket.
Yeah. Good call there with the starboard on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, the starboard. You'd blow the bottom. I mean, we sharpen that chopper. Like, it's damn close to razor sharp.
You could probably do the same thing with the Home Depot bucket with the starboard. You know,
when we have done that in the past, it's just like it costs you $7 for that bucket or $30, Ricky, for a Yeti bucket? It's an extra $20.
And it's the sides that'll get you on the Home Depot bucket, too. Like that, you know, like because you need just off angle a little bit, like
get into it.
90 the new bucket. So, it's a good system. It really works well. And then it just sits there with my bait chopper in the corner of the shed ready for use.
Ready to go. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. There's Steve Crook.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Great.
You know, the lobster thing, you got to dip it in that saturated fat. So when you got to watch your cholesterol, it's kind of a downside of it, but I'd rather have fish just like the alley. Now, on the real estate side, I've been in escrow for a year, and the best thing about it, besides it killed my fishing, which I hated, but my equity went up. Now, how soon after I close escrow can I get a equity loan?
If you have the equity in it.
I got 100 grand, yeah.
So as long as you have, and this is your main residence, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So usually how the banks work is they will lend you everything over 20% worth of equity. So let's say your house is worth $1 million and you have $300,000 in equity. So you'll be able to pull, in most cases, $100,000 worth off of it.
Okay.
But that's cool. And I can set you up with a lender if you'd like. Just shoot me a text and I can get you connected with a lender that can help you with that.
There you go. All right, you got the answer from our buddy. Thanks, Chuck, for the call.
Steve Crook's the man. Yeah,
Steve Crook is the man.
Yeah, like always got our back. Says, yes, you can definitely legally use game fish. The only problem one might run into would be identity. So you might consider leaving a skin patch on and potentially even watching fillet size limits. But, you know, again, like I think you'd have to be a real a-hole to the warden that was checking you for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're obviously doing things right, I think you probably would be fine. But in terms of the use of game fish, he said it's legal. You just got to, you know, the only problems you might run into would be, you know, making sure you're within limits and identifying what they were, that kind of thing.
Well, the fish processors were given out scraps for, I don't know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
I don't get them anymore, but they used to just give them away to you. So
sure,
I'd
just to get rid of them.
It's got to
sure.
be legal, you know. Everybody was using them there for a while.
Yeah.
It's just by the bait. I mean,
by
we sat
bait.
There side by side with buddies using when it's good and they're crawling, salmon heads work just as well.
Yeah.
When it's not good, those guys are getting nothing, and we're picking away one or two, a set,
sure.
three
right.
a set.
It's totally.
Dude, it's
exactly.
the bait,
what they
the,
want to eat.
It is. The bait is makes it, you get home in your bed faster. Like,
yeah.
There's no way you'll ever,
yeah,
ever
totally.
Convince
I mean, yeah,
otherwise.
You got to pay $50 for the bait,
but
you know,
whatever.
That's one lobster.
You can get a buy with a kayak scoop, too, which I don't remember what it was.
No, name? They don't do it anymore.
Oh, they don't
they
do it.
They won't give you kayak scoops
half
unless
scoops,
you're
so
in a kayak.
Yes.
If you're in a kayak, they will.
I'll drag a kayak behind you.
Jump in.
But again, my thought is how is the warden going to prove that you this piece of tuna that you have in a vacuum pack is it is not purchased at Point Loma
and like
Seafood,
Ricky
right?
said as long as you're cool
I just,
like,
yeah they're not gonna
they're all no, they're all those like, wardens are all fishermen
so,
they're all hunters
just be cool
yeah.
as long
it.
As you're not an idiot man those guys will work with
yeah.
you totally you yeah. know they're good they're
100%.
All good dudes
thanks to Steve Crook for the
clarification yeah you're the man Steve
that,
thank you
though, for sure all right another great text here good morning guys I was wondering how often you get to go out and chuck jigs at the islands. Big fan of the show and the website. Thanks, Sean and Blossom Value.
Man, not much.
Not enough,
for the
right?
last few years. It has just not that March and April fishing at the Coronados and at the Flats where we love to kick the season off, sling surface iron till your shoulders don't work. It just hasn't been there. There's been flashes of it. And I was
yeah, there was a flash of it in mid-August there at the islands.
Yeah,
it
where it was
just
really
epic.
Good.
Epic.
Really, but it hasn't been that sustained couple
yeah.
of months. And I don't know whether it's the lack of fish or if it's just we're in tuna mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. But I do suspect, I just don't think our yellowtail fishing has been that great for
yeah.
the last 3, 4, 5 years. Now, fortunately, we've had the bluefin. And, I mean, this year with the Dorado, it was unbelievable. But... No, not much, and
yeah.
not as much as I want to, for sure. Like, my brother's talking about L.A. Bay, and we all start getting hyped. I mean, dude, I know everybody's done it. How many places can you go where you can chuck jigs?
Yeah. Or Cedro Sport Fishing down at Cedro's Island? Oh, my gosh.
Same
that
thing.
Place is
like,
unbelievable.
If you really want to go do that, those are the two places, you know, where if you said, where's the best surface iron fishing, man, it'd be hard to argue
oh,
with
yeah.
either of those.
Cedro Sport Fishing. Yeah.
I mean, how many places you go where you catch so many yellows that guys just tap out?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
yeah,
no
take
question.
Me to go do something else.
But, you know, front side of Clemente's been really good.
It has.
Yeah it's
it has.
Been really good.
It has.
Yeah. So there's certainly some potential there.
There
we were on
options.
Our Islander kayak trip. We had some good surf.
And that kelp yellowtail we had to kick the season off back in June or whatever. Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah,
we had a couple
really
of days.
Grade.
I mean, we got 6 or 8 yellows. It went 1 under 20.
Really?
I
they
mean,
were
that
all
does,
good
it
size.
Does
wow.
that much better than that.
Well,
they'll eat a plug, too.
Did you catch any Dorado on the plug?
Yeah, we've got them on surface iron for sure.
They eat it.
You know, I got
not very well though, right?
No, they don't like it as much.
That's so weird.
It's same with a popper, right? Yeah. They'll eat a hot dog when they're fired up.
Yeah,
but like they sometimes they'll eat the popper. Yeah, we've got some prototype new Rapala stick bait, a mag stick, it's called, and they do like that. They like that lure a lot, and they like that. They like the mad scads. Those have always worked really well for them. But yeah, they're weird like that, man. You feed them cigarette butts, and you know they're all fired up, and then all of a sudden you put a lure in the water, they're just not into it.
Yeah.
Especially poppers, it seems like they don't want anything to do with them.
I like that Shimano Colt Sniper stick bait, like not the one that's got the bill, but the little divot in the forehead. And then I take the assist hooks, you know, put the assist hooks on, just shake around. Those things don't tend to come out as easy. That's been a good one, and fast. Like if you can fish something fast on a Dorado, like. That's always been the best thing, artificial-wise.
The Colt Sniper stick.
Yeah. And it seems like before you switch them to bait, so like we roll up to a Kelton, throw a couple lures, you'll get bait.
Exactly.
But then once you switch them to bait, they're just one-track-minded on the sardines. It's been crazy. And this Dorado, I mean, we can talk about the Dorado fishing this year, but anywhere I fished in my whole life, I've never seen, even Loretto when I was in my early 20s, which was phenomenal, just you didn't see the acres. And we filmed one day in a 2-mile by 2-mile box. I'm in the tower, and there's Dorado non-stop, either following the boat, swimming with my boat,
crazy,
at like 6 knots, just trailing me or squirting out from under the boat when I would spook them. I've never... Dorado foamers, like, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
This year was epic.
I mean, all time.
Yeah.
I don't know how you ever top it.
Yeah.
You know? And having the Wahoo come back a little bit for the first time since El Nino, and, you know, it was never in recorded history, and there was definitely some Wahoo shot this year. I saw pictures from friends that I trust, and 100% there was a few Wahoo around, you know?
No way. I'm still on the no way. I've had long nights texting back and forth with Jason. I'm like, there's no way.
I sent Ricky that one picture.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, yeah, there's just not. Yeah.
Not believing it.
No way. No. I can't. I can't because every single skiff all year long was basically trolling a marauder around. Every single boat.
Yep.
Every single boat had a Mad Mac or some other plug hauling ass.
Yep.
Every sport boat was fishing. Like, when the Wahoo were around in the year they were around, they were caught. They were caught by all people in all ways. And I get that there was a phenomenal amount of fish in there. And is it possible there's a few in? For sure. But, like, just for me, there was never one that did it. And Jason and I joked and BS'd and sent pictures back and forth plenty of times. He goes, no, dude, look at this one. It's time-stamped. It's legit. And then, like, just to be an ass that I was, like, I just went on Google Image and, like, I screenshotted one. I'm like, well, here's mine. I just time-stamped it just now. Like, I caught it 5 minutes ago. Like, it's legit. I promise. Like, I did this. Like, I just can't.
Hey, it could have happened. The water conditions were certainly right.
There was a week where a guy's I know, saw him on kelps, you know, okay, saw it, great, but then I have a buddy who's a diver. He went over and took a picture of his diver buddy firsthand, sent me the picture immediately from his phone. Jason questioned it. He had some select words for Jason.
With 80, what was it, like, is close to 80, 81 in certain spots?
Yeah, this was when the water was in the high 70s, up around the 181.
Yeah.
And we were filming out here fishing on a kelp. Rush got picked up, got zipped like a freight train, and it came back clean cut. And, I mean, he's caught a couple Wahoo, right?
Sure.
That's his job. And we're like, oh, you know. And then early in the season, there was a free diver who takes pictures. And he took pictures of several underneath the kelp, 3 or 4 fish swimming by under a kelp. There's enough pieces there to convince. I mean, hey, Ricky, they're catching cow yellowfin off Fort Bragg. What would you say?
I would say exactly what I do with Wahoo. As soon as there was 3 or 4 dudes with pictures of big cow Wahoo or big cow yellowfins on the boat, like, boop, there it is.
How crazy is that?
It's unimaginable.
Yeah.
The big eye, that's Hawaii fish. I'm 100% sure of it.
Never,
so rad.
It came from the west with the warm water, like during the El Nino.
Yeah.
It's absolutely mind-blowing.
And, like, there's no denying what that is, too. Like, there's a dude, you know, there's all these pictures of guys at Bragg in, like, the traditional, you know, 20 to 25 foot albacore skiffs with albacore gear in the background, literally holding up a tail that goes over their head, and those big giant sickles, like, so bitchin'.
And same with the big eyes.
Yeah.
You cannot mistake, if you are a tuna nerd, and we're tuna nerds, like, you can't mistake a big eye, and those are nice big eye.
Legit.
Bucket list fish for me.
For sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. They're getting packed up, and again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk to Ali, talk to Yosef, 213-432-1090 is the number. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Steve? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Ali, Yosef. Joseph. Hey, I just got off the Independence yesterday morning from a 7-day trip. It was killer. We went, Matt, the captain, and he drove us straight to the ridge. No fooling around. The yellowfin were, you know, pick through them kind of stuff. Let some go and keep one or two. And then, on our third day there, finally some really nice yellowfin got on us, and they were 30 to 40 pounders. They were pretty nice fish. Anyway, sprinkling of wahoo, I think more than I caught on my 8 day in August, which was on the American Angler. And, anyways, great fun, great food, fishing was great, nice people. To finish off the trip, we went up to San Pablo, where it's the yellowtail spot right now. And it was just as wide open as you want on yellows. Get them on bait, get them on yo-yo iron. I chewed the surface iron for a bit, but no takers. Anyway,
boy,
great
trip. What a fun trip overall, though, Steve. Good going.
Oh, baby. Yeah, it was fun. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, congrats on a great trip. Glad to hear you guys had such fun at Indy. Such a great boat. Matt does such a good job. That's cool, man. Glad you guys had a good one.
Yeah, such a great boat. Independence. Wow, fantastic. All right, you have a good one there.
Yeah,
thanks
I thought
a call.
A great text. Okay, guys, I got to dig deeper into this reel discussion. I need to get my shopping list ready for Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day. I'm in need of a 50 to 60-pound two-speed reel to fish tuna on a United Composites Terminator rod that I just picked up in the BD Marketplace. Other than the best-in-class Talica, what's your recommendation on a more budget-friendly style reel? That's from Corey in Escondido.
You already know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, go for it.
Fathom 40. There's just no, and the new Fathom 2s just came out. I think Ricky's got them in stock there. There's no better.
What's the difference
for the
between the Fathom and Fathom 2?
New paint job. I think a couple of internal changes for the most part. Different handles. I got some really cool big handles on them and stuff, but... How much is that? How much is that, like $300?
Yeah, I mean, they're, a Fathom 40 is just over $300. I think they're maybe $319. Don't quote me, but in that world, the two-speed shift mechanism is different. It's more like what the Internationals would. Instead of like a button and a little knurled pin, it's got like a button and then another button, just like an International does. The power handle is different. The lever is a little bit different. The paint job is silver instead of black. They did a nice job. They look really good.
The other option would be a Shimano Speedmaster.
No doubt. Yeah.
Half the price of a Talica and just a really great reel.
And for 50 or 60 pound, you would be, depending on what you like in size of reel, you would be between a 16 or a 20. You know, like if you like a taller, skinnier reel, little bigger gears, and the ability to fish a little heavier, you'd probably go 20. And, you know, he said 50 or 60 pounds, so probably more like the size of a 16.
16.
Shorter,
16.
Wider, fits in your hand plenty good. Those undoubtedly would be your budget-minded two-speed reels, and both at a really good and a really good time to buy one at the Tackle Days.
Yeah, no kidding, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Good question, Corey. Hey, we do have, amazingly enough, 4 spots that just came available at Katmai Lodge. They hired a couple of new guides, and they're ready to take you. So Ricky's going on this trip with Harold Davis sponsoring. It's July 15th through 22 of 2023, Katmai Lodge. Epic place.
Oh,
this trip always sells out.
Well,
and
we're
it's
sold
been
out.
Sold out for a long time, but they were able to shift around
cool.
guides and open up 2 new boats. So there's 4 spots available on Katmai, July 15 through 22. If you want to go, all the information is at our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Check it out and sign up for that trip to go fishing up there in an incredible experience at Katmai Lodge with Rick and Harold Davis.
Yeah, going to be a great time for sure. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on out there. Our fishdope.com report with the captain, your saltwater guy, Dave Hansen, is on the line today. That catch report sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the landings. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and the poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Our fishdope.com reporter is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Rick and the Hussein brothers. How are you guys this morning?
What's
Dave.
Up, Dave? How are
hey,
you?
Dave.
What's up, Dave?
I'm doing good. I'm getting millions of pictures of happy customers catching lots of lobsters last night. They said it was phenomenal fishing. Even with the red tide, even with the flat, calm conditions, they had really good lobster fishing last night. So,
great.
You know what loves salmon heads? the California sea lions. So those of you that are using them, the sea lions told me. The people that are using them, the sea lions called me this morning and said, thank you very, very much. That was spectacular of you to throw all that food down there for them last night. They loved it. Those of you that are using fresh sardines, the lobsters are pissed. They are pissed.
Actually, they're boiling right now. Yeah.
Yeah,
I assure you, they have no problem eating sardines water. Left over from lobster fishing, too.
Yeah, they're in hot water right now. Gang, we're going to go over the War Heroes on Water real quick. I got a lot to talk about, but that was a spectacular event, and I'm sorry I didn't call in, but we were dealing with some phenomenal weather on Sunday. It was...
Yeah.
It was, I guess it waited until I got up there. Everybody was telling me for 3 weeks that you can't go 10 feet without finding a Dorado. Well, it was just hard to even see on Sunday, let alone find a Dorado. So we just opted to go to the cove, set at number 2 at San Clemente Island, and just catch bass, barracuda, bonita, sheephead. We got an 8-pound, 7-ounce calico. A Jimmy Decker was my deckhand. It was pretty spectacular. The guys caught a million calico bass and limits of rockfish, and we had this time of our lives. And then, you know, there's a guy named Steve Lasley. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he went out and caught a 195-pound bluefin for the biggest fish in the tournament. And the young lady that caught that was in a wheelchair, and she got 190. So anybody can do it. If Steve Lasley can do it, it's got to be easy.
There's no tuna around for days, and leave it to Lasley to find a cow.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I wasn't taking my guys out there on a 9-knot boat. We just kind of opted to stay in the cove where it was flat, glassy, calm. You know me, I'm a calm weather fisherman.
Smart man. I'm all with you, Dave.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was great. And the one thing that Anthony wants me to talk about, and all of you, Ali and Pete and Rick, everybody, we need to find more boats. We're going to have 200 vets next year. We need more boats. We need more boats. We need more boats. We need more boats. It's going to be spectacular. So keep looking. Yeah. Keep watching War Heroes on Water.
Yeah, and I might add, too, that they raised so much money to help those vets out, too, in this tournament. That's what it's all about, is to help the vets out and not only treat them to a couple days of great fishing and having fun with their camaraderie and all that stuff, but to raise money. And how about the sale of those two spots to go on the World Tour with Anthony for $68,000 a piece, huh?
So,
yeah,
that's
really fantastic.
Such a great cause.
Yeah,
did you buy one of those, Dave?
No, but I don't have that kind of money.
I was going to say, with all that
TikTok
money in Dave's pocket,
exactly.
I can't believe he didn't scoop up both of them.
Come on.
Yeah, well, the YouTube money's getting close, but not yet. But it'll be there soon enough. Ollie knows that. But
for sure.
As far as fishing goes,
fishdope.com. Speaking of Ali, fishdope.com has all the stuff you need to keep going. Danny and his boys there do such a phenomenal job. The only way you can keep track of what's going on with fishing in this time of the year, you have to do it because it's moving, it's changing every single day. Fishdope.com is your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, I'm hard to find. I'm on everything. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just look up Your Saltwater Guide. You'll find me everywhere. And pay attention. Tomorrow, Kelly and I are flying to Tahoe. We're going to go watch our little baby granddaughter be born up in Lake Tahoe tomorrow. So keep an eye out for those pictures. It should be pretty cool. First granddaughter. I'm excited.
Congratulations.
That's awesome, buddy. Congrats.
All right. Hey, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that, Dave.
Absolutely. Right. I'll be fly fishing in Tahoe.
Sweet.
Hey, that does free up. If you want to get through, been a busy morning, 213-432-1090, open right now. Another great text. Good morning, everybody. My question is for Ollie. When trolling Mad Max, what size reel and line do you like to use? Also, how do you feel about the adjustable butt trolling rods? That's from Charlie and Gardena.
We found that a real short top shot of like 100, we were using 100 and getting bit off. So I went to 130 pound, and I mean short, like 5 feet of it. The less drag you can put in the water, the faster you can drag those lures. And
so straight Spectra to 130 pound, short chop.
Normally I do a wind on, all my stuff set up with like a 30-foot wind on. I'm just doing an FG knot to like a 5-foot section, 130 pound Seaguar. And I want to make sure everybody understands, like, this Mad Mac thing's insane.
Insane.
We've caught them on the Mad Mac. We've caught them on the Yozuri. We've even caught them on Rapalas, like regular lipped Rapalas. It ain't the lure. It's the speed, in my opinion.
It's the speed.
And there's a lot of rattling and clanking going on there.
What's the speed?
For me, it's 12 knots.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, maximum fuel burn speed. Like, once I'm down to, like, a half a mile a gallon, I know I'm in the right spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, if you could throw $100 bills off the back of that boat as fast as you're burning fuel. But there's no question that it works. And, you know, sometimes I just get tired of going that fast. I throw a spreader bar out, same result. It really is. A spreader bar is harder to reel in and return, but... They work great, you know.
And you don't have to troll them as fast.
You don't have to pull them. No, I'm trolling a spreader bar 7.5 knots, like a nice 1.5 miles.
And how far back?
Depends on the fish. If they're spooky, I'll run them further back. If it's just me and I'm in a great spot of them, I can run them tighter.
Okay.
I don't think all that stuff about dragging it 250 yards behind your boat is silly. I think close for me would be like maybe 75 yards behind the boat.
Okay.
Not too bad. And then if, like I said, there's a lot of boat pressure or whatever, then I like to drop them back a little bit further and kind of get them away from the boat.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with
the flyers.
And it
depends on the boat, too, how much wake the boat makes.
Totally,
like that, right?
I mean, we're outboard, so we're not throwing up a huge wake. Like, I mean, dude, I see some of those guys on yachts that are trying to do 12 knots. I'd have to put that bait so far back just to feel like I got it out of the prop lock.
Yeah.
You know, but our boats are just, I mean, even when we have three motors, it's pretty compact, and I don't feel like we throw a lot of water around.
Sure.
Yeah, good info. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming away, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Busy morning again. If you want to get your chance to get through on the phones, it's 213-432-1090 or send us a text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. It has been a very busy morning.
Yeah, Dane calling from, or actually texting from Huntington Beach says, this is for Ali. Love watching local knowledge, super entertaining, and great tips. Do you have any plans to do an episode of Gonzaga Bay in the near future?
We've actually already done that.
Oh, okay.
So if you go back a couple seasons, we went down to Gonzaga Bay, and then we fished between Gonzaga and San Fran, kind of that trip I was telling you about.
Yeah.
But our good friend down there, Julio Mesa, had rounded us up a mothership, and it was like a 75-foot. The master bedroom on that thing was so much nicer than the one I have at home. It's not even fun.
Sick.
I mean, yeah, we had our Andros down there, so you got a big skiff with a tower. That was an awesome trip, like a dream trip. I think we're going to go down and film the groupers, hopefully at the end of the month here with Julio again.
Okay, that's on the Pacific
Abre
side.
And La Bocana. That's something Rush and I are just like salivating.
Which is better, Gonzaga or La Bocana?
Dude, don't make me choose.
They're both amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had my choice, I'd see a Cortez just because the weather in so many cases is, man, it's so cooperative, you know, and that's great when the weather's good down there. But, they got the grouper fishing at Abre and La Bocana, which most people go down there for. But you just go – you're on the ridge.
Yeah.
Right? So you just go right out front, and there are wahoo, there's marlin, there's dorado. So there's also offshore fishing there. And then you can always find yellowtail on the reefs. And it's a hard place to beat. It's a little bit like a mag bay, but with more groupers.
Yeah.
You know?
And big groupers.
Big groupers.
Yeah.
Big.
And Julio's good at it.
Julio knows the game for sure. Yeah. We've got some big.
And you release a lot of them, right?
We release
all of them.
Yeah. I might be able to talk him into letting me smoke one small one just so we can eat it. But yeah, for the most part, it's a release fishery. The Abre is really a unique situation in all of Mexico in that their conservation efforts are the model for the rest of Baja. And that's, you know, lobsters, that's urchin, that's abalone, and fish. Julio got it down there in Abre and La Bocana where the fish house will not buy grouper. So essentially a grouper has
no value except
for sport fishing, which is how it should be. They're so slow to grow.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. Hey, another great one here. This is from Rory in Lakeside. He says, good morning, guys. Just wanted to say thank you for the trip on the Liberty I won on the show. I was able to get out Wednesday last week and ended up with a really nice bluefin and a quality yellowfin and all the dorado you could pick from. It was good handling. It was good handling-sized dorado off within a few hours of fishing. Thanks again for a great show, as usual. So that's really cool. Those guys are getting them, man.
Oh, dude, and that San Diego Liberty and those boys, I mean, they have been catching tuna. When we can't catch tuna on the small boats, it's a great option
Pretty unreal.
Comes down to the bait, and they got a lot of it and a lot of good fish.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah, and for sure. All right. Well, here's another one here. Some really good texts coming through. I mean, just lots and lots and lots of them, too, for sure. So here's one from Imperial Beach from Joseph, and he wants to know, I recently, unfortunately, figured out the hooks on the Shimano Colt Sniper 100 gram are not up to the challenge of big yellowtail and bluefin. Can you please suggest an upgrade for the hooks and the split rings? And thanks for all the great information.
For me, I like that Gamakatsu Superline split ring, and I would probably use a number 6 or a number 7. It's a super heavy duty, you know, it's like 150 pound rated ring that, you know, we're fishing 25 pounds of drag on. So I like that Superline hook. And then depends if you're going to go treble or single hook. If you do treble, probably the Gamakatsu 4 extra strong treble hook in like a 1.0 size. And then if you're going to go single hook, I really like that Gamakatsu 4X octopus hook. It's like a slightly offset, we found that hook for sea bass squid fishing and then started using it for wahoo bombs because it's really sharp. It's got a little bit of a long shank and a good offset, and then started switching that to, you know, all of those Colt Sniper style jig, you know, any dart jig. That's like my favorite single hook replacement. But that Gamakatsu 4X treble hook would probably be my favorite in a 1.0 size.
All right.
And I like the treble for the smaller fish, for sure.
Yeah.
I like, because we snag a lot of them, you know what I mean? And it just, sometimes they won't eat, and catch one on the side of the head. It's at least you put a fish in the boat. Then when I know the fish are going to be over 50 or something, I'll tie on a single hook just because I don't like my odds with that treble hook and a big fish and a long bite.
I always try to, like, make my opinion based on what I see our boats doing. And, like, time and time again, when, like, crew members were coming in to buy a Colt Sniper, they all preferred a heavy-duty treble hook over a single. And I think their opinion was just that the jig fishes a little better, falls better. Who knows if there's any truth to that or not, but, like, those guys are there every day, and, like, anytime those guys are shelling out their own money to buy something, it's, like, the best endorsement of it ever. And,
yeah, that's a good
and pretty much those guys all tended to go with a heavy-duty treble hook.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, our buddy Jeff from Sushi on a Roll says, great show. What's up, Ali? Why do you cook the lobster? Why? Have it lobster sashimi. Flavor is similar to the spotted prawn, and that guy should know, Jeff from Sushi and Roll.
Jeff's awesome. Yeah. I never have tried lobster sashimi with local lobster. Yeah. I've had it like...
Corey raves about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Corey Sannon. Yeah, that's the way he eats it.
Maybe my brother will give me a bug and I can try it.
Ah,
I've got a bunch of chance. Live ones in the sink. I got a 5-pounder, too. Maybe I'll huck that sucker.
Yeah. Whoa, there you go.
When do we get to have Jeff Roberto on here?
Yeah, I know. I got to call him.
That happened. I want that to happen. I think that would be such a fun show. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
For sure.
We can let him roll sushi while we're all sitting here.
Yeah. That would be cool, huh? Yeah.
Come on, yeah. Jeff, make it happen.
All right.
Another great text. Ali, you said that you like to rig your Mad Max on 130-pound with an FG knot. Is that what connection do you use from your 130 to the lure? Are you a swivel guy? Do you like to tie direct? How do you like to attach it?
Straight tie. Less junk in the water. We'll put less resistance on that lure and make it pull better and faster.
You tie
or
crimp?
I tie. I don't even crimp. Mm-hmm. I do like a 5-turn clinch knot, not even an improved clinch. I like the uni, that's kind of my go-to, but I found when on that heavier line, it can kind of burn the line a little bit, and that clinch for me has worked great. And I mean, I put it on the cleat on the boat and pull with all I got, and I have yet to have a fail.
Yeah. That trips me out. I'm surprised. The
clinch and heavy line, like you can tie a 3-turn clinch in 200-pound on directly to a hook.
Get out of here!
And it is strong, strong. The Mexicans taught me that in Puerto Vallarta years and years ago, and it works, so I'm not here to mess with it.
Single loop, not like you say, not the improved, not where you're going back through.
Not going back through, no. Because with that heavy line, you know, it's going to give, and that knot's going to sink into itself so tight. The material's so thick, it just digs into itself. And like I said, never had one fail.
That's
regular
cool.
clinch.
Really?
Yeah.
And what size pound test?
130.
130.
Yeah, 130 works great. And I'm a big crimping fan. I crimp the hell out of everything, but this one, it just works. And, you know, your leader gets chewed up a little bit. You take, 6 or 8 inches out of it and retie, and you're ready to roll. Yeah, that's the only time I'm not using a wind-on and a crimp.
We're going to have the Iserline knot tying machine at Tackle Days this year, which I'm stoked to just geek out and just get to have that to play
it's
with
so
it to
much
do
this. Fun.
Yeah, totally. But we're giving away a thumb 2-speed for the winner. Like, it's a total free deal, just like a fun throw knot up there, see where it breaks at. Somebody's going to get a bunch of money. You know, we'll probably get a way to, maybe do a couple dollar donation to Friends of Rollo or that kind of thing. But we're going to have the sheen at the Tackle Day this year just for the fun of that kind of stuff. And then whoever ties the best knot is going to get a brand new 2-speed for nothing.
I used to love that at Fred Hall.
Yeah.
There'd be like a lull in the show, like the middle of the day on Thursday or something. I'd grab a beer, go over there, and just test knots. It's so much fun. Berkeley always had that one.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike on the Tribute is with us. Come on, Mike. Bring it to us. Tell us what's going on out there.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
So I called yesterday. Very good start. They had 29 bluefin in the dark when I had called yesterday. We had only had 25 guys on the boat. So they had some more bluefin fishing, 30 to 60-pound fish. Just shy of limits, they went and found a kelp patty, caught limits of Dorado. Going back towards the bluefin area, they came across some yellowfin and finished off their Mexican limits with yellowfin. So, I mean,
just
ridiculous fishing yesterday. It was a regular charter group of ours actually ended up coming in early last night just because basically couldn't keep anything else. And the guys that fished from the night before all day and were set. They were done.
Limits of Dorado, limits of yellowfin, limits of bluefin.
Well, basically, you got to filter out that Mexican limit rule. But, almost finalized it on 30 to 60-pound bluefin. They had room for a little bit more and came across a pot of dolphin that had yellowfin on it and finished up with that. And I mean, really, really just fantastic fishing.
So rad.
And all within one day range?
Yes. all within one day, easy day and a half range. There's five spots left that are still available tonight for tonight's day and a half. And Tuesday night, we really need to get a little bit of momentum going there. It'd be very, very light load at this point, and very nice-looking weather. So, it's, I mean, some of the best fishing we've had all year, which is funny to keep saying that, but it keeps getting
better. Yeah. Well, that's this time. That's October, right? That's what happens in October. So a few spots left on tonight's trip. What time does it depart?
Tonight at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. And then plenty of spots left on the light load on Tuesday night.
Yep. And if you've never fished out of Seaforth, the free parking is epic. I'm actually down here right now watching that. Got some friends that are going out on the Polaris Supreme this morning. And it's fun to watch people pull right up to the dock, basically. Load their gear right down. Don't have to pay for parking. Plenty of it. So something I'll never wish that I didn't have.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, how do we get on the tribute tonight or Tuesday night?
You can book through seaforthlanding.com. Give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383, or tributesportfishing.com.
All right. Great, Mike. Sure appreciate that call and the report and keeping us. What's that?
I said, come out and get in on some of the smorgasbord action. Where,
yeah, really good fishing.
A little bit of Dorado, some yellowtail around.
Yeah, for sure. Well, appreciate that very
much, Mike.
All right, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. Craig in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got to give you guys a little shout out. I got back from a 3-day Royal Polaris trip a couple weeks ago, and I had purchased a couple jigs from you guys. Some of those nice jigs that work so well. And, oh, my gosh, caught my fish of the lifetime, 244 pounds, 2:30 in the morning with the crew. Half the guys were sleeping. So when I hooked up this fish, the crew members woke up and helped me land it. But thanks to Fisherman's Landing and the Royal Polaris, I got my fish that took me 30 years to catch.
Wow. Man, congratulations. That's 244 fantastic. Is a lot of tuna fish. That's awesome.
That's a big tuna. Yeah.
Congrats, Craig.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Had another great text come through. So, good morning, guys. Question for Ali. When you're fishing tuna offshore, do you prefer a slack tide at high or a slack tide low? Is there one advantage over the other? Do you feel tides have any importance when you're fishing offshore? Is there any relation to bait? All those questions are from Matt, looks like up in L.A.
Yeah, slack tide. That's my favorite tide. I don't
makes
high
a difference?
Or low. Yeah,
even offshore.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean,
why?
Everything. I don't know. Well, I think the theory is there's not as much current, so that it's easier for the tuna to corral the bait. But I mean, we've seen it with bluefin. You see it with yellowfin. You see it with striped marlin. Swordfish bite on a slack tide.
Yeah.
You know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes on either side of it. There's no question. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've been out on the tuna grounds and it's just dead and nobody sees a big one anywhere. You're not marking them, nothing. You come into the tide and all of a sudden they're everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't fully understand it, but I do know definitely that, you know, we want to have that.
It's one of those mysteries of the ocean because tide and current are two completely different things.
100%. Well, tide causes current, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know what I mean? No, it makes water move. There's no question. So it's, and then the other thing, too, that which I learned from Mark Wish years ago was a solar deal.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When the sun is straight overhead, fish are way more active.
Yeah.
When the sun is straight under, or the moon is straight overhead or under your feet, the fish are just more active. Don't understand why, you know. And we've always paid attention to Solunar. Like, I've got a little app on my phone.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with fish. I've seen it with ducks. I've seen it with deer. It just tells
them
when to move.
It's an activity time.
It is, for sure. And it's not 100% like anything in the outdoors or in fishing, but there's definitely a correlation to a major or a minor solar event and stuff moving around.
Yeah. So pay attention to that.
I think you answered it perfect. Like, it bites on a slack tide. That you can't deny. When somebody asks you why, like, I got no idea why.
No,
I don't know what they're doing, but I know that it does. Like, you know,
no doubt. Yeah. I mean, watching striped marlin float is crazy.
Yeah.
You will not see any stripers on the surface. Mag Bay, best example ever, you know, like of being around a lot of fish that kind of go away sometimes between the tides. And then it hits slack, and then there's tailors everywhere. There's feeders. I mean,
easier just, time for them to feed, maybe?
I guess, yeah. Or something triggers them to move. I mean, who knows? I've sat there in the middle of the day. You know, ducks generally move best in the morning. We'll sit in the blind, and then we'll know, like 10:30, there's going to be a major. And when ducks wouldn't be flying in the middle of a warm day, they're out there trafficking around. So I'm a firm believer.
You make your day, or you spend your day striped marlin fishing, finding where the conditions are best so that you can be wherever that is during slack tide.
100%.
Like, you know, you spend your morning identifying, like, well, this is where the bait and this is where the life is, so this is where I want to be when that tide change happens.
Absolutely. And sometimes we'll leave a little earlier to catch that morning tide, or leave a little bit later knowing that we're going to get a late tide, or, you know, and then the bummer days are those ones where you get like one tide all day. You're kind of like, feel like you're out of business for a lot of the day.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat. Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Had a great time this morning, and it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego, whether it's going to be a caller or a texter. Yosef's going to do us the honors. And
flip that coin.
Today we have a texter. Congratulations to Ron in Encinitas. You are going fishing on board the San Diego. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Ron. And Yosef, what's the hottest spot to buy a house right now if you're an investor?
If you're an investor, probably East County.
East County. And what's the hottest spot if you just want to live somewhere?
The beach. It's the always beach. The hottest spot.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, if somebody wants to help you, help buy a house from you, or help you buy, help be, assist them in finding the house of their dreams or an investment, how do we do it?
You can give me a call at 619-277-2169. Or you can go onto my website, calrealtysd.com.
You still do that estimate of your house on there?
I sure do.
Yeah. So you can go on there and just put your address in. It'll give you an approximate value of your house right now.
You got it. Exactly.
Yeah. So, again, the website?
It is calrealtysd.com, or you can go to socalhomeeval.com, and that takes you straight to the home eval page.
All right, great. And Ali, how do we find your guys?
We're not hard to find, bdoutdoors.com or localknowledge.tv. And then if you haven't already, please go to our Local Knowledge YouTube and give us a subscription there.
Yeah, and be sure to subscribe.
Please.
Yeah, all right. Keep up the great work, guys. I sure appreciate your support. And thank you to JP for all he does on the board and the phones there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you all for all the texts and all the calls and all the support of Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back. Well, actually, Rick and Corey. He'll be back next Saturday. Kevin Mattson, fishing travel expert, will be here. And next Sunday, Rick and Corey are going to talk tuna and calicos. I'll be at Palmas de Cortez for our 28th annual Rich Top Tournament. Be reporting from there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.